Oh, my God, George! Are you okay? We've only just heard. We're all terrifically worried about you. I mean, are you okay? Is everything all right? Are you feeling better?
What?
Why shouldn't I be, Judith? I haven't been ill. I'm feeling fine. No, not your ill. No, it's not an illness. No, Linda was saying that she was telling us about about the problems, the massive flood, and the dreadful incident being, pulled out of the bathtub with such a precarious balance in between a state of life and death. Life and death? No. No, I don't think so. What do you mean? Well, weren't you found beneath the surface? Dead, as it were. Dead? Dead? No, I wasn't dead or anything. What are you talking about? What's Linda been saying? Well, she was saying that, you slipped under the surface and your flatmate had to pull you free and pump you out on the kitchen floor. And, bring you back to life from being dead, I suppose. She said what? Well, that you died, you'd gone across, you'd been, dead for quite a few minutes, by all accounts. Rubbish. I've no idea what the hell you're talking about. That should be, remember, if I'd drowned, don't you think, then been brought back to life? No? Don't you think? Well, yes, I'd hope so. But Linda said that you've been struggling for some time with the... I didn't, but it's delicate, but with what? Well, with gender issues and things, and, that you were found, shall we say, in an alternative dress world? Beneath the surface. Oh, marvellous. So now, the simplicity of having left the, taps running in the bathtub is a story that's blossomed and evolved into me cross-dressing and drowning. Marvellous. Oh, you don't think I'd have forgotten drowning, do you? Or being even dressed in a ball gown or something, or a dress of some sort? Hmm? Drowning in a dress? You don't think I'd forget that, do you? The only thing I forgot was that the taps were running. Well, they mentioned that you'd been, that you'd been unconscious for quite some time and you weren't, that you were given an artificial respiration by your flatmate on the kitchen floor and things. That's something I would have definitely not forgotten, would it? To be sort of given the kiss of life by some heavily bearded ginner, don't you think? Hmm? Have you seen him? It's not the sort of thing you forget, is it? Especially when we've met each other this morning over the breakfast bar. We're hardly going to forget it. We're hardly not going to discuss it. No, I haven't. Well, it's strange that Linda's... what has Linda actually been saying? Well, she didn't mention that she mentioned you'd been struggling for quite some time with the, shall we say, the savagery of your feminine side, and that it probably got the better of your masculine being. But something's happened anyway. That's what she was hinting at. I see. Well, let's just put the record straight, shall we? I've never been gay. Never will be gay, I don't think. In fact, my sexuality is, shall we say, non-existent. It's neutral. I am actually asexual. I abstain from any of that. You're all very much welcome to it. In fact, I have a phobia, a massive phobia against flesh-to-flesh rubbing. So, I'd hardly be in a massive rush to change to either side. Yes, yeah, I'd stay well clear of it. You're quite welcome to it. I see. So you weren't under the illusion that, we were all under the illusion that your feminine side was the sort of strongest, savage strangulation type of... Were you indeed? Well, that's marvellous for you to all fabricate in such fantasia. Really, courtesy of Linda, wonderful. Just how many people on the street has... you, Linda, and anyone else been blathering to? I mean, do I have to mind myself years? This sex-starved, scandal-ridden street that I live on, of old duffers. How many have you told? How many? This bizarre, fabricated fallacy. Well, I've mentioned to a few. Good. Marvellous. So that means all the street, then. Now, look, it may be a little Freudian, but I mean, a battle between two opposing sexualities within one's kin is not unheard of. Well, believe me, and Judith, I am actually neutral, okay? And I am very peaceful with my sexual status quo. I don't want to be either homosexual, heterosexual, or trisexual, bisexual, whatever. I am fine as I am. I've never been more at peace. It's wonderful that all the testosterone's drained away and I have no inclination for that sort of rubbish. So there's no truth. No truth at all in the none whatsoever. I was just writing a little tune for my goddaughter. I slipped into the subconscious stream of creativity, which, you know, I normally do. It's the sort of thing artists do, to put together a little work. Mine, a little ditzy, okay. Okay? Okay? Yes, okay. None of what has been taking place, fine. Because people, you know, have mentioned also that you left a suicide note. It wasn't a suicide note. It was a musical tune that I'd written for the goddaughter. It goes, why am I made a fly? One day to say hello, one day to say goodbye. Okay? Why am I made a fly? One day to live, one day to die. Similar to, you know, along those, I can't sing, but it's similar to that, by the way. There, but there. There it is. I mean, if that's your subconscious, it could have taken over. You know, mayday, mayday, mayday. No. Not mayday, mayday, mayday. Well, you know what it means. Of course I know what it means. I'm the one that speaks French. But no, the tune doesn't go mayday, mayday. It goes, why, oh, why am I a mayday fly? Yes, but there's mayday in there, which is a cry for help. I know it means help me in French. I'm fully aware of that, but that's not the tune. The tune is why am I a mayday fly? Because my daughter, my grand goddaughter is born on the 1st of May, of course. Okay, so this is a mayday fly, just a little ditty. Oh my God, where is this Linda machine? I can't believe that she's been spreading this snowball of scandal. Anyway, it's got to stop right now, do you hear? How many mouths have you kissed it across? Or regurgitated rhetoric? Blathering carelessly, no doubt. Where is Linda? Right, if you see Linda, tell her that this has got to stop. This loose gossip. Utter rubbish. Well, that's charming. Is this what we get, then, for showing concern at your welfare? Concern. So far, a blocked little overflow in the bathtub. No doubt through the flatmate's non-stop trimming of his beard, we've got a blocked overflow. Has turned into a massive sexual scandal of mega proportions. So, and you know, and I, seemingly on the receiving end, have been laid tits down on the kitchen floor and pumped out like some old trout. In a sequin ball gown now. And this is concern. I see. And all due to me having some sort of savage sexual side. Deviantly held within. Now, one thing I have got held within is a dreadful temper. I'll end up punching someone on the nose if we're not careful. Who else has been town crying this around? Well, come on, who else? Well, Michael, you know, he's very, very concerned. All right. I thought as much. Gay Michael, the gay lord of Old Hgate. Wonderful. Biggest clap trap mouth than anyone could find in Christendom. So listen here, you. If you eventually find these two town criers of extraordinaire, mention to them I wasn't in a ball gown, I wasn't on the kitchen floor, and I wasn't in the bathtub. Have you got it? Have you got it? Yes, yes. Good. So you can relay that to them, yeah? Loud and clear, the message. Right? Yes. Yes, okay, okay. Good. What a pair of gobshites traversed doubtless to the four corners of this kingdom to proclaim my so-called perverted personality. Oof. So you're definitely not hiding. I am not hiding anything. One thing I will let loose is the brutal truth within soon, and that is slapping somebody straight in the kisser. Oh, savage subconscious. I can't believe what's been said. Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God. It's you, you're alive. Stop, stop, stop. I have just been talking about this absurdity with Judith. I have never been dead, okay? I am not on a gend bend of any sort. I have not been found in the closet. I have not been found in the bathtub. I have not been found in a sequin ball gown. Okay? It is just little old me. Right? All I did was leave the bath taps running. They went through the light fittings, blew the fuses down at H-bomb's flat and then you go below. That's all. Now, I am in the process of possibly blowing my own main fuses inside my head if we're not careful. If this scandal goes any further. Well, it was mentioned you've been precarious, the balance swinging from, shall we say, life and death. I mean, dare I say it, male to female? I see. Right. None of this is true at all. Well, Linda, never mind what Linda says. When I get my hands on Linda, there's a good chance of my masculine side putting my hands around her scrawny neck. Not a bit real. I haven't been across to the dark side of either death or becoming a gay goth. Okay? I haven't been involved in the gay goth fest of any sort. No darkness, no nothing, no shadows. Me. It's still me. Ach, well, that's a shame. But if you ever should fancy maybe crying on a shoulder pad, then I could always, you could always have a little sabbatical at my place and we'll try and straighten things out. I mean, sexual creases are sometimes quite hard to iron out, but I've had long, long sort of experience with this. Right. Well, I can assure you, Leon, that you know, my closet doesn't need cleaning, and my corset, if I had one, definitely doesn't need ironing. Okay? Well, the offer's there. I mean, any time you might find yourself in a desperate situation, or perhaps even destitution, the sabbatical is there. It's available. I see. A sabbatical sexual, perhaps? A rent boy, or perhaps even your closet concierge, if there's room. Oh, dear boy, I mean, that's like, you don't have to sort of get too touchy. Thank you, Leon. Thank you, much obliged. But, shall we just stop with all the actual rolling of a massive scandal snowball, shall we? And tell that to Linda and Michael if you ever find them. Ark, what's now happened, boy? Huh? What's this about you've drowned yourself? Ivan, I have just left Leon not 20 paces away. I haven't tried to drown myself. I have not jumped across to the purple side. Ivan, it is pure fabrication. Active imagination by the gay lord of H-gate. I thought as much. Ah, I told him, there's no chance of drowning you. Why is that, Ivan the Terrible, please? Why? Why? Are you joking? You couldn't drown yourself. Jesus Christ, you drink 20 pints of Stella every weekend. How could you possibly drown yourself? You've got a gullet that starts at your gob and runs all the way down to your feet. On both feet. Hollow legs. You couldn't possibly drown in the bathtub. You drink it before you drown. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, in actual fact, what I was doing, as you say, in my subconscious state, etching out a few lyrics, you know, for a wee tune for the old goddaughter at the birthday. That's all I was doing. So you didn't write yourself suicide, man? No, no, no. It's the tune. Now listen. If you ever want to top yourself, don't, whatever you do, do that. I mean, I've advised a lot of people. The best way of doing it, just get yourself quite a big bag of laughing gas and, you know, a bottle of the Old and Filthy, and you'll glide across to the other side. Oh, will I? Oh, that's good, Ivan. No wonder they call you Ivan the Terrible. Now, just keep that in mind. Suicide by Ivan. So, just in case the old savage sexual side does want to top me, don't bother with a blade or a bullet. We'll just suck on a bag of laughing gas and drink down a bottle of the Old and Filthy. Well, I've helped many across the other side, and many a time. Oh, there's no wonder. There's no wonder they call you the Terrible or Count Dreadful, is there? I mean, who needs the Samaritans with your Christian caress so close to hand, eh? I'm standing there like a lollipop lady. We can cross to the gates of hell or heaven at any time. Huh. You're a wicked man. I'm a wicked man. Good God, it sounds like you're DIYing everybody's death for them. And I'm wicked. I'm telling you, you're wicked for that poor old woman downstairs. As she strives for days and days, weeks, to get that place to perfection. On the day she moves in, you bring the entire ceiling down on top of her head. I have not brought the entire ceiling down. Well, what's the great flood? You brought only three ceilings down by the sounds of it. There are no ceilings. It's come through the light fittings. It has brought the ceilings down. It's blown the lights, the electrics. Oh, yes, God, you should be more careful. Oh. Well, I must apologise. I mean, accidents do happen, you know. You sat there in subconscious state. You haven't even got the gumption to tell them you're asleep. Oh, you can't win with you guys, can you? Oh, rubbish, you clown. It's no good putting smoke alarms up there. They put smoke alarms in every flat. How can they put smoke alarms? They want flood alerts with you. Jesus. Anyway, what about the fire? They put the fire alarm in there for you after you've set fire to the back bedroom. I forgot about that. And what about the golden shower on schizophrenia girl below you? Hmm? That was through the light fitting, remember? Listen, that was a long time ago. Everybody's forgotten about that. Don't start bringing that up. It was when I was drinking. I was a member of the RAC, the Royal Alcoholics Club, remember? Watering cans full of wine every night. Cloudburst. Well, the bladder burst like a cloudburst. And I couldn't find the door, could I? The door to what? The closet? Come on, leave it out. You know I wouldn't be crossing across, would I? You're an idiot. Huh? A danger to life, that bladder. Oh, God. That's rich from someone coming like you. DIY. Death Incorporated. Thank you very much, Ivan. I'll see you later.